弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
感谢主再一次呼召我们一同来到主面前来敬拜他，来赞美他。
We are so thankful that he has called us to worship and praise him together.
他是我们的主。
He is our Lord.
他是我们敬拜的中心。
And the center of our worship.
早间我们请一起先来读圣经希伯来书第十章第七节。
We'd like to read a passage together in Hebrews chapter 10 verse 7.
那时我说神啊我来了我也要照你的旨意行我的事在经卷上已经记载了
Then I said, here I am, it is written about me in the scroll, I have come to do your will, O God.
那这一段经节呢是从诗篇第40篇引用出来的
And this is a quote from Psalms 47.
40篇是大卫的诗。
Psalm 40 is written by King David.
我们说大卫他实在是一个超越时代的人。
And David is a person who has transpassed through time.
他是一个君王。
He was a king.
在诗篇里面那么清楚有好多的预言讲到主。
Yet, in many of his songs, he clearly talked about the prophecy of the Lord.
在40篇他第七节讲到说那时我说看啊我来了我的事在经卷上已经记载了。
In Psalm 40, verse 7 says, Then I said, Here I am, I have come, it is written about me in the scroll.
我的神啊我乐意照你的旨意行你的律法在我心里。
I desire to do your will, O my God, your law is within my heart.
所以我们看见希伯来书它引用诗篇第四十篇
Therefore in the book of Hebrews it quoted Psalm 40 verse 7
希伯来书特别讲到耶稣基督他的超越
And in the book of Hebrews it talked about the supremacy of Jesus Christ
讲到他是更美的那一位
How he is the more beautiful one, the better one
第七节我们看见有三个点
And in Psalm 47 we see there are three points
第一个他讲到神啊我来了
Here says, here I am.
他来了。
He has come.
他道成肉身。
The word has become flesh.
啊，这位神，他为我们在肉身里面来到地上。
And God has come into this world in the flesh.
他来成全神的旨意。
To accomplish God's will.
所以他讲到说，他来了，要照着神的旨意而行。
Here says, I desire to do your will, O God.
主来到地上不是照着他自己的意思。
Therefore, when Jesus came into this world, he wasn't doing things according to his own will.
他照着神的旨意。
But God's will.
他成全神的旨意。
He desired to do God's will.
他讲到说我的事在经卷上都记载着。
And he says, it is written about me in the scroll.
在圣经的里面已经记载了主他要来。
So there are passages in the Bible talk about his coming.
记载着他所要完成的事情。
And has recorded the things that he was about to do.
在希伯来书第一章第一节。
In Hebrew chapter 1 verse 1.
他说神记在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖。
Says in the past, God has spoke to our forefathers through prophets at many times and in various ways.
第二节讲到说，就在这末世，借着他儿子晓谕我们，又早已立他为承受万有的，也曾借着他创造诸世界。
And in verse 2 says, But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom he made the universe.
我们知道希伯来书写作的对象是这些希伯来人。
We know the recipients of the book of Hebrews are Hebrews.
所以他们对于旧约是非常熟悉的。
Who are very familiar with the Old Testament.
他一开始就讲到说神在古时呢是借着众先知多次多方的来晓谕列祖。
So in this passage it says, In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets and many times and in various ways.Ways.
圣经是神的话
Bible is the word of God
是神的默示
It's the inspiration, the breath of God
那他在旧约的时候是借着众先知
And in the Old Testament time was spoken through prophets.
我们知道圣经何等的奇妙。
And we all know Bible is so marvelous.
经过这么长的年日。
After such a long period of time.
然后有好多的作者。
And many authors were involved.
他们在不同的岗位，不同的身份。
They had different roles, different positions.
从这不同年代所发表出来的。
And through different time, through different generations, they express God's word.
但是有一个中心的信息。
Regardless, there's always one focal theme.
讲到神的儿子耶稣基督。
Speaking of the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
所以在旧约，我们看见是借着众先知，然后经过这么多次在那里晓谕。
And in the Old Testament time, through the prophets, many times and in various ways, God spoke.
我们在约翰福音第五章三十九节，主在这边说：“你们查考圣经，因为你们以为内中有永生。”
In John chapter 5 verse 39 says, "You diligently study the scriptures because you think that by them you possess eternal life."
他说：“给我做见证的就是这经。”
Yet these are the scriptures that testify about me.
主那么清楚地告诉我们。
So the Lord has told us clearly.
是的，圣经是为着主来做见证。
Scriptures are here to bear testimony for Jesus.
当主在讲的时候，那这个经呢，特别就指的旧约的圣经。
And the scripture referred by Jesus at the time was the scriptures of the Old Testament.
我们知道，借着众先知，他们得着了神的默示。
And we all know through prophets who receive inspiration from God.
他们在那里晓谕，在那里做见证。
God has spoken through them in many ways.
所以你说是旧约，但是呢，旧约得有一个中心的信息，是要将这位神的儿子，将耶稣基督，把他见证出来。
And the entire Old Testament, there's only one theme, which is to testify for Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
在路加福音二十四章第四十四节
，In Luke chapter 24 verse 44，
耶稣对他们说：“这就是我从前与你们同在之时所告诉你们的话，说摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记的，凡指着我的话，都必须应验。”
He said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you."Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms.
我们知道这段圣经是主向着往以马忤斯去那两个门徒所说的。
And this is a conversation Jesus had with two disciples on their way to Emmaus.
那他告诉他们说，整本圣经上所指着他的话都要应验。
And he told these two disciples that everything concerning me will be fulfilled.
摩西的律法。
And in the law of Moses,
先知的书
the prophets,
还有诗篇
and Psalms.
所以这就代表了整个旧约的圣经。
And these three things represent the entire Old Testament.
主在这边让他们知道说，整本圣经是指着他说的。
And Jesus was telling them that the entire Bible at the time speaks about him.
这是一个预言，这是一个神的心意的发表。
And it's an expression of God's heart through prophecies.
那这些都要应验的。
And these things were all going to be fulfilled.
应验在耶稣基督的身上。
Fulfilled on me, Jesus Christ.
好，当主跟那两位可能是灰心失望离开耶路撒冷的两位圣徒呢？跟他们讲解圣经。
And those two disciples were kind of disappointed and in despair. They left Jerusalem, and Jesus was talking to them and explained to them.
当主在讲解的时候，他们心里就火热起来了。
And while Jesus was explaining to them, their hearts warmed up.
弟兄姐妹，那个时候他们所读的是旧约圣经。
Dear brothers and sisters, the scripture they had at the time was the Old Testament.
但他们如果真的认识到旧约圣经里面所讲的那个内容。
But if they really realize the contents of the entire Old Testament,
是为着耶稣基督做见证的。
We're just testifying for Jesus Christ.
而且应验在耶稣基督身上。
Which will be fulfilled on Jesus Christ.
哦，他们里面火热。
Then their hearts were on fire for him.
哦，弟兄姐妹，我们在这里就认识到圣经是神的话。
And therefore we know Bible is the word of God.
古时 神是借着众先知来晓谕。
In the past, God spoke through His prophets.
但是在这末时
But in these last days,
我们今天就要认识到说，因为主耶稣已经来了。
We need to realize that because Jesus has come.
他说末时呢，是借着他的儿子来晓谕我们。
So in the last days, God revealed to us through His Son.
所以主来了，所有旧约的这些预言，所有的话呢，指着他说的呢，应验了。
So everything that referred to him, all the prophecies about Jesus will be fulfilled.
那今天主来了。
And now Jesus has come.
神借着他的儿子来晓谕我们。
Through his own son, God is speaking to us.
在希伯来书第十章第一节说，律法既是将来美事的影儿，不是本物的真相。
In Hebrews chapter 10 verse 1 says, The law is only a shadow of the good things that are coming, not the realities themselves.
所以我们说影儿就是我们的影子。
Shadow is just a shadow.
那律法或者讲到旧约好像是一个影儿。
So God says the law or the Old Testament, it's just like a shadow.
当我们站在面对阳光，
For example, when we stand facing the sun,
那我们后面呢有一个影子
and our shadow will be behind us.
今天你要从那个影子来完全认识你这个人是很困难的
And it will be very difficult try to figure out what this person is about by focusing on the shadow.
所以也就是说在旧约里面所有他们读了旧约的圣经
Therefore, inThe Old Testament time, even though you fully read all the scriptures,
好像他们没有办法看得很清楚的。
You still can't have a clear picture.
你的律法呢是将来美事的影儿。
Because the law is just the shadow of the beautiful thing.
主耶稣来了。
And when Jesus comes,
他讲到那个本物的真相，今天真的出现了。
And He is the real good thing.
那神的儿子他自己来，他来启示，他来晓谕。
So the Son of God, He Himself has come to reveal, to instruct.
今天我们是新约的子民。
And we are the people of the New Testament.
我们何等的感谢主。
We are so thankful.
今天主他为我们付了一切的代价。
The Lord has paid the price for us all.
他为我们死。
He died for us.
他为我们复活。
And He resurrected for us.
他在圣灵里面回来。
And He has returned in the Holy Spirit.
今天他住在我们的里面。
And now He abides in us.
哦，圣灵将耶稣基督启示出来，他是何等的宝贵。
And the Holy Spirit reveals to us the preciousness of Jesus Christ.
今天是神的儿子。他把这位神彰显。
It is the Son of God who has shown forth the God.
今天圣灵将耶稣基督荣耀在我们的里面。
And the Holy Spirit has enlightened us that Jesus Christ.
所以我们知道末世借着神的儿子他来晓谕，他来启示。
Therefore, God says, in the last days, I will speak through my Son.
希伯来书十章七节，他一开始就讲到神啊，我来了。
And therefore, in Hebrew chapter 10 verse 7 says, "Here I am."
旧约的时候，这些犹太人以为他们有律法、有诸约，他们跟神有这样的一个可以亲近的关系，他们好像很满足了。
In Old Testament times, Jews were very content because they have the covenant with God and they have the laws.
他们是从万民中被分别出来的。
And they have been set aside from all other nations.
神在他们身上有一个那么美好的心意。
And God has this beautiful purpose on them.
啊，要得着他们成为一个祭司的国度。
God desired to obtain them as a kingdom of priests.
这些是圣洁的国民。
A holy nation.
但是我们知道后来他们失败了。
But we all know that they failed.
因为人没有办法来遵行神的旨意。
Because there's no way man can comply with God's purpose.
今天人没有办法来到神的面前。
Therefore, no one can come to God's presence.
我们知道这些犹太人，他们到今天还觉得他可以遵行。
And even till these days, many Jews still believe that they can comply.
但是世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Yet the whole world has sinned and come short of the glory of God.
没 没有一个人因着行律法能够被神称义的。
And no one, not a single person, can be justified by complying with the law.
在这边有一个大的宣告。
Therefore, here is a great proclamation.
神啊，我来了。
Jesus says, "Here I am."
主耶稣他必须道成肉身。
Jesus had to become flesh.
他要为我们来到地上。
He had to come into this world for us.
这位荣耀全能的神。
And this glorious and almighty God.
他穿上肉身。
Had to put on flesh.
他站在人的地位。
Had to stand at the position as a man.
哦，我们看见主他来了。
So we saw the Lord had come.
在这边我们一起来读一下路加福音第十九章第十节。
Let us read Luke chapter 19 verse 10.
人子来为要寻找拯救失丧的人。
For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost.
马可福音第十章第四十五节。
And in Mark chapter 10 verse 45 says.
因为人子来并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve.And to give his life as a ransom for many.
我们的主他来是要寻找拯救世上的人。
Our Lord has come to save those who are lost.
今天所有的人因着罪与神隔离了。
And we have been set aside apart from God because of our sin.
人迷失了。
And we are lost.
从神永远的心意里面失落了。
And have fallen out of the eternal purpose God has for us.
是神亲自来，他要来寻找人。
And it is God who came personally to seek us.
人不知道我是从哪里来的，我不知道我在地上要做什么，我到底要往哪里去。
And many people do not know where they came from and what is the purpose on earth and where they are going.
今天我们看见世界上那么多的人。
And we see so many people in this world.
才好像是忙忙碌碌的。
Yes, everybody seems to be busy with something.
但是我们并不真知道生命的意义和价值在哪里。
But not everyone clearly knows the meaning and the value of life.
很多的哲学家，很多有思想的人，他们也创造了一些话。
And many philosophers, many thinkers, they have some idea, they create certain theories.
人也创造了不同的宗教。
And also men created different faiths.
但是没有办法给人真正的答案。
Yet, there is no true answer in any of them.
人失落了。
Therefore, human being is lost.
如果离开了神，就没有了那个真正的意义和价值。
Because aside from God, we don't have the true value or meaning.
神的儿子来。
The Son of God has come.
他寻找拯救世上的人。
To seek and to save those who are lost.
有一天，他来寻找了我，寻找了你。
And one day in time, he came to seek me and seek you.
那一天，我们被他寻着了。
And we were found by him on that day.
我们说我也不明白为什么。
And we couldn't figure out what had happened.
但是我遇见了主。
But I met the Lord.
我一下子里面完全不一样了。
Suddenly I was different.
我知道我人生的意义和价值。
I suddenly realized my value and my meaning.
我知道我们今天在地上到底神要我们做什么。
And I realized what does God want me to do on earth.
我们知道有一天他要带我们往哪里去。
And I know where he is taking me.
他把我们寻回来了。
He has sought us.
今天他与我们同在。
And he is with us now.
他是我们最知心的朋友。
And he is our dearest friend.
每一天与我们同行。
And every day he would walk with us.
我们说我们是被寻回来神的儿女。
So we know we are the children of God whom he has sought.
今天我们不再是外人，不再是客旅。
So we are no longer strangers or aliens.
我们是神家里的人。
But the people in God's house.
我们知道我们的主他来。
And we know our Lord had come.
他寻找拯救世上的人。
And to seek and save those who are lost.
他得着了我们，但他告诉我们说，他来不是要受人的服侍。
And he has obtained us, but he said, I'm not here to be served.
他乃是要服侍人。
But to serve.
不是我们今天想说主啊我要来侍奉你，我能够为你做什么。
It's not we who can do something to serve God.
实在每一次我们服侍，是主正在服侍我们。
Actually, we all experience that every time we try to serve God, it is God He Himself serves us.
他舍命来做多人的赎价。
And He gave His life as a ransom for many.
他把他自己的命为我们舍了。
He gave His life.For us.
他为我们在十字架上身体裂开。
On the cross, his body was broken.
他的宝血为我们流出。
And his blood was shed.
他的命为我们倾倒出来。
He poured out his life for us.
他为我们付了最重的赎价。
And he paid the greatest ransom for all.
是的，这个爱来寻我们。
Yes, it is this love that has sought us.
这个血来赎我们。
And this blood that has bought us.
你的恩典带我们归回神的羊圈。
And his grace has brought us back to the fold.
他在这里宣告，神啊，我来了。
Therefore, Jesus proclaimed, Here I am.
主一面完成了救赎的工作。
On one hand,He finished the redemption for us.
那另外一面，他积极的要带我们进入他永远的心意。
And more aggressively, he, on the other hand, he wants to us bring us into God's purpose.
马太福音第五章第十七节说：“莫想我来要废掉律法和先知，我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。”
Matthew 5:17 says, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets."I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them.
我们读希伯来书就很清楚地知道。
In the book of Hebrews, it clearly says,
那律法这些旧约
all the laws, all the Old Testament,
它是一个影儿，它在那里做一个预表。
They were just a shadow, a type.
但是那个本物的真相，主耶稣来了。
But the real thing, Jesus Christ, has come.
他是那位更美的那一位。
He is that better one.
他成全的约是新约，是更美的约。
The covenant he established is the New Testament, which is a more, a better testament.
所以一面来讲，好像那个旧的就过去了。
So on one hand, the old is gone.
那新的来了。
The new one is established.
今天我们是在新约的底下。
And you and I live in the New Testament.
我们就不属于在那个旧。旧约的范畴。
So we are no longer within the scope of the Old Testament.
但是弟兄姐妹，今天是不是就把旧约就是废掉了呢？
But does that mean the Old Testament is abolished?
那这边主告诉我们很清楚。
But the Lord says clearly here,
我来不是要废掉。
I have not come to abolish.
所以不是废掉律法和先知。
The law or the prophets.
他想到我来是要成全。
But to fulfill them.
成全跟废掉这两个有很大的差别。
Abolish versus fulfillment are two extremes.
今天我们不是在律法以下。
We do not live under the law now.
但是新约的子民，我们知道主已经成全了律法。
But for the people of the New Testament, we all know that the Lord has come to fulfill the law.
所以今天所有律法的要求，不但是包括在里面，而且呢是超越了律法的要求。
Therefore, we're living a time not only we fulfill the standard of the Old Testament, but also above the law.
有时候我们读到一些旧约的律法，你也觉得是很稀奇的。
And sometimes when you read the Old Testament, the laws, and you will be amazed.
我们知道在疫情的阶段有很多的规定。
And we all know in this pandemic, there are many restrictions.
因为现在医学上有很多的认识这些病毒啊、细菌啊，然后大家要怎么防范呢？
And because of the knowledge we have in this advanced technology and the modern science.
那你说在摩西的时代，那时候他们没有这些知识的。
And in the time of Moses, they did not have the kind of knowledge we have today.
他们看不到什么细菌，更别讲什么病毒了。
They cannot see germs or viruses.
但是呢，我们看见利未记像十三章第四十六节。
And yet, if you look at the book of Leviticus, chapter 13,
像他讲到说，灾病在他身上的日子，他是不洁净的。他是不洁净的呢，就要独居在营外。
It talk about sickness make him unclean. Therefore, he need to live outside the camp.
他讲到说要保持那个距离啊。
To keep a safe distance.
那些长大麻风的遇到人，他就说不洁净了，不洁净了。
And the lepers, you need to shout out, "I'm unclean, unclean" when they walk.
所以他知道说要保持那个距离。
So that people can keep a safe distance from them.
要不然是会传染的。
Otherwise, they may be contagious.
那在十五章第二十七节讲说，凡摸这些物件的，就为不洁净。
And also, it talks talk about anyone who touch these unclean things become unclean.
他说要洗衣服，要用水洗澡。
Then you need to wash your clothes and yourself with water.
当你被污染的时候。
So when you touch unclean things, you're contaminated.
所以他讲到说要洗衣服，要洗澡。
Then you need to wash your clothes and you need to bathe.
今天我们也知道。你要注意，要洗手，要洗，把这些东西清理干净。
And we all know now we need to make sure we clean the surface and we wash our hands frequently.
讲利未记十三章第四节，他讲祭司要将有灾病的人关锁七天。
And in Leviticus chapter 13 verse 4 says, those who are sick, you need to quarantine them or separate them for 7 days.
然后呢，祭司要来查验。
After 7 days, they need to be checked by the priest.
那有一些呢，他要再关锁七天。
And there are certain people need to be quarantined for another 7 days.
今天我们很多说关锁十四天。
Just like we said, the quarantine period now, the standard is 14 days.
圣经它不是说我们不说它不是说一个来讲解科学啊讲解医学的书
Bible is not here to explain science for us
但是我们的神是超越这一切的
Yet our God is far above those
你说今天人有知识所以定了一些规则
Nowadays we have different rules because of our knowledge
但是在利未记在这么早之前
ButFor example, in the time of the book of Leviticus, that's way ahead of, before our time.
所以有很多的原则其实是很宝贵的。
And they have set several rules or principles which are very precious from our eyes today.
懂吗？还有很多很多，我们的主他说，他来不是要废掉律法。
And there are so many, many more laws. But the Lord says, I'm not here to abolish the law.
他来是要成全。
But to fulfill.
所以主他不只完成救赎的工作。
Therefore, our Lord not just complete the work of the redemption.
他来，他走过一条道路，他成为那个榜样。
He has walked on this way and has become an example.
他成全了律法。
He fulfilled the law.
他超过了律法的要求。
He surpassed all the requirements within the law.
他要把他的生命，那超凡美丽的生命来赐给我们。
And he wants to give us his beautiful, his supreme life.
哦，主说，我来了。
So therefore the Lord says, I have come.
他在十字架为我们舍命。
And he gave his life for us on the cross.
他宝血为我们流出来。
He shed his precious blood.
他赎我们
回来。He redeemed us back to him.
然后呢，十字架对他是一个极大的释放。
And the cross is a great release to Jesus.
他那宝贵的生命借着十字架释放出来。
Because through the cross, his precious life was able to be released.
一粒麦子落在地里死了。
And a grain of wheat falls to the ground and died.
它结出许多的籽粒来。
Then can yield many more grains.
所以它要我们得着它的生命。
Therefore, Jesus wants us to have His life.
约翰福音第十章第十节说：“盗贼来，无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏；我来了，是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。”
In John chapter 10, verse 10, Jesus said.The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
主来了，叫我们得生命。
The Lord has come so that we can have life.
我们信的时候，我们得着了那永远的生命。
The moment we believe in Jesus, we receive the eternal life.
这个生命就是神儿子的生命。
And that is the life of the Son of God.
那今天他叫我们说，不只得生命，还要得的更丰盛。
And he says not just to have the life, but have it to the full.
主要我们得着更丰盛的生命。
Because he wants us to receive this abundant life.
经过圣灵十架的工作
It is through the work of the cross and the Holy Spirit
经过很多环境很多的机会
And through different circumstances many different opportunities
弟兄姐妹主要我们更多来得着他的生命
The Lord desires for us to receive his life abundantly
今天主已经来了
And the Lord has come.
救赎的工作完成了。
The redemption work is done.
他来了，他成全了律法。
He has come to fulfill the law.
他来了，他将他的生命释放出来。
He has come to release his life to us.
今天他来了，叫我们得更丰盛的生命。
He has come so that we can have his life to the full.
我们求主真的帮助我们。
We need to ask the Lord to help us.
我们也真的是求圣灵开我们的眼睛。
And ask the Holy Spirit to open our eyes.
叫我们知道抓住每一个机会。
So that we will make best of every opportunity.
神没有降灾祸的意念。
And knowing that His plan for us is not to harm us.
他是赐恩的意念。
But to prosper us.
他的恩是叫我们得他的生命。
His grace is to for us to.Have his life.
我们心要充满了感谢和赞美。
Therefore, we always have to be thankful and full of praise.
他讲到说，他来是为了要照神的旨意行。
And he says, "Here I am, and my desire is to do your will."
他来是要照神的旨意，他要成全神的旨意。
Jesus has come to do God's will, to fulfill God's purpose.
在约翰福音第六章第三十八节。
In John chapter 6, verse 38,
这边说，因为我从天上降下来，不是要按自己的意思行，乃是要按那差我来者的意思行。
Here it says, For I have come down from heaven, not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me.
他来有一个旨意的。
Jesus came with a purpose.
他不是站着自己的意思来行。
But not according to his will.
他要照着神的旨意来行。
But the will of God.
所以我们看见多少次主在那里祷告。
And you see, many times Jesus prayed.
他最后在客西马尼园的祷告也是不要照着我的意思，乃是要照着你的意思。
Even in his final prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane, he says, not according to my will, but your will.
那什么是神的旨意呢？
And what is God's will?
我们一起来读希伯来书十章第八节到第十节。
Let us read chapter 10, verse 8 of Hebrews.
以上说，祭物和礼物、燔祭和赎罪祭是你不愿意的，也是你不喜欢的，这都是按着律法献的。后又说，我来了，我也要照你的旨意行。可见他是除去在先的，我要立定在后的。我们凭着旨意，靠耶稣基督，只一次献上他的身体，就得以成圣。
First he said, sacrifices and offerings, burnt offerings and sin offerings, you did not desire, nor were you pleased with them, although the law required them to be made. Then he said, here I am.I have come to do your will. He sets aside the first to establish the second. And by that will, we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all.
我们知道神有一个旨意要除去在先的立定在后的。
So we know it is God's desire to set aside the first in order to establish the second.
因为在先的呢，我们知道那边他们要献祭，他们要杀牛宰羊。
The first referring to the sacrifice, the killings of oxen and lambs.
但是神在这里讲到说，祭物和礼物、燔祭和赎罪祭是神他不愿意的，是神他不喜欢的。
Yeah, it says here, sacrifices, offerings, burnt offerings, sin offerings.God did not desire, nor did God please.
虽然我们刚刚也讲到说，律法它本身是良善的，是公义的。
Even though we know law was righteous, was good.
是从神来的。
Was from God.
所以主来，他也不是要废掉律法。
So Jesus has not come to abolish the law.
但是律法因着人的软弱。
But because of the weakness of man.
所以我们讲到说，这些祭司他们不断的需要杀牛宰羊。
And the prophets have to continuously killing sacrifices, offering them up.
那这些祭物呢，是不断的需要献上。
And they need to be continuously offered up.
但是弟兄姐妹，神并不喜欢。
Yet God was not pleased with those.
那这些是神所不愿意的。
And God did not desire those.
所以在这些先前的，我们知道因着人的软弱。
And all these things according to the law who happened earlier.
人的失败。
Well, because of our sin, our failure.
人没有办法真的来到神的面前。
And that cannot really bring us into the presence of God.
圣经告诉我们，牛羊的血断不能除罪。
And Bible says the blood of these lamb or ox cannot abolish sin.
我们的神他爱我们。
But our God who loves us.
他不愿意人落在这样的光景的里面。
And he doesn't want us to stay in this condition.
他不愿意人不能到他的面前。
God doesn't want that we cannot come to him.
犹太人真的他们是很蒙福的。
Yes, Jews were blessed.
但是他们没有办法来到神的面前。
Yet they still could not come into God's presence.
他们是战惊恐惧。
They would be trembling when they try to do that.
但是他们离神是何等的远。
Yet still, they are so distant from God.
神要除去那些在先的。
Therefore, God needs to set aside what was first.
因为那不是神心意中所喜欢的、所愿意的。
Because those things was not what God desired or pleased.
他讲到说，他要立定在后的。
And therefore, take away the first in order to establish the second.
我们知道这是神的旨意。
And that is what God wants.
什么是在后的呢？
What is the second?
就是讲到这位更美的，他为我们来到地上。
Which refers to the better one that has come into this world for us.
他要成为那更美的祭物。
He wants to become that better sacrifice.
他一次永远将自己献上。
And then he offered himself once for all.
他成为那永远的赎罪祭，永远的燔祭。
That he has become that eternal offering.
他能够满足父神所有的公义要求。
The eternal sin offering, burnt offering that fully satisfied God's requirement.
我们主他来了，他将自己献上。
Our Lord came to offer himself up.
我们知道说，这是那后面要立定的。
And this is what God desires to establish as the second one.
弟兄姐妹，这是神的旨意。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is God's desire.
所以主他来了。
Therefore, Jesus came.
他是为着神的旨意。
He came to do God's will.
他必须将自己献上。
And so he need to offer himself up.
神为他预备了身体。
God has prepared for him a body.
他必须把自己完全的献上。
He need to offer himself completely.
他才是那真的燔祭。
So that he can become that true sacrifice of burnt.
成为那馨香的祭，能够满足父神。
And the aroma of the burnt offering can satisfy God's heart.
他才是那真的赎罪祭。
And also, he was that true sin offering.
哦，他的宝血是更美的血。
And his blood is that more beautiful blood.
不是牛羊的血能够叫人除罪。
Because the blood of the oxen or a lamb cannot deal with our sin.
必须是神儿子的血。
It has to be the blood of the Son of God.
哦，我们心满了感谢。
Our hearts are full of thankfulness.
主来了。
The Lord has come.
他完成了神的旨意。
He has done the will of God.
他除去了那在先的。
And he has done away with the first.
他立定了那在后的。
And he has established the second.
今天我们说何等的有福，我们是新约的子民。
Therefore, how fortunate we are that we are the people of the New Testament.
神所立的挽回祭不是牛羊。
And the propitiation set up by God is not through oxen or sheep.
乃是他的儿子。
But through his own son.
神的儿子来了。
His son has come
除去了在先的,
to do away with the first
立定了在后的,
and establish the second.
那我们最后要来看神的旨意。
And finally, we want to take a look at God's will.
叫那得以成圣的人永远完全。
So that those who have made holy can become perfect.
请我们一起来读希伯来书第十章第十四节到第十六节。
And let us read together chapter 10, verse 14 to 16 of Hebrews.
因为他一次献祭，便叫那得以成圣的人永远完全。圣灵也对我们做见证，因为他既已说过，主说，那些日子以后，我与他们所立的约乃是这样，我要将我的律法写在他们心上，又要放在他们里面。
Because by one sacrifice, he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy. The Holy Spirit also testifies to us about this. First, he says, this is the covenant I will make with them after that time, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their hearts and I will write them on their minds.
那这段圣经呢，引用的是耶利米书第三十一章。
And this is quoted from the 31 chapters of the book of Jeremiah.
然后我们知道说神要与我们另外立一个新的约。
So we know there's going to be a new covenant between God and us.
律法不再是外面的。
And the law is no longer an external thing.
律法要写在我们的心上。
But will be written in our hearts.
是在我们的里面。
And will be within us.
他讲到说主耶稣来他一次献祭。
And the Lord says, I have come to offer myself once.
他说叫那些得以成圣的人能够永远完全。
So that he can make perfect forever those who are being made holy.
今天我们得救的时候就得着了一个成圣的地位。
And we have received this holy position the moment we are saved.
那这个地位是一直到永远的。
And this position is forever.
但是我们也知道说今天蒙恩得救了以后。
Yeah, we all know for a fact that after we are saved.
我们先得着了一个成圣的地位。
We first have received a position of holiness.
然后神他带我们走在一条成圣的道路上。
And then the Lord leads us on this way of sanctification.
他来改变我们，他来制作我们。
And on this way, he gradually changes and works on us.
那这些已经成圣的人呢，他们得以永远完全。
So that those who are made perfect forever can be made holy.
在旧约是有一些外面的规条，有一些律法。
And externally, yes,Old Testament has all these rules and laws.
但是在新约，他讲到说这个律法是要写在我们的心上。
But in the New Testament time, it says these laws are written in our hearts.
要放在我们的里面。
On our minds.
今天是生命之圣灵的律是在基督耶稣里面释放了我们。
So we are now subject to the law of the Holy Spirit that gives life, which has set us free in Christ Jesus.
我们知道不同的生命，它就带下了不同的law, 这不同的律法一样的原则。
And different lives are subject to different law or principles.
也就是说他活出的样式就是不一样了。
And the manifestation of different lives are different.
今天我们在做世人的时候还不信主的时候。
Before we believe in the Lord, we were still just worldly people.
我们有一个天然的生命。
And we have this natural life.
所以活的时候呢，其实是照着我们天然的生命那一个性质来生活的。
Therefore, we live according to the manner of our natural life.
但是很多时候你说，那不是外面还有很多律法规条？
And you may say, oh, don't we have those external laws and rules?
但是这些律法和规条不能叫人能够成圣。
Yeah, these things do not make us holy.
在犹太人来讲，律法是叫人能够知罪的。
To Jews, law just make them realize that they have sins.
叫人知道说这个律法我是没有办法守的。
And just make them realize that I cannot fully comply with these laws.
我没有办法靠着行律法能够来被神称义的。
And I cannot be justified by God by doing these things.
所以我们知道主耶稣来了。
So Jesus came.
他释放那永远的生命。
And he has released his eternal life to us.
今天在我们里面的是耶稣基督的生命。
Therefore, what is in us now is the life of Jesus Christ.
每一位神儿女的里面，我们是有同一个生命，就是神儿子的生命。
And within every child of God, we share the same life, that's the life of Son of God, Jesus Christ.
这个生命有一个生命的律。
And this life,is subject to a law of life.
这个律 何等的奇妙。
And that law is marvelous.
什么时候我们照着一个属世的律，我们在属世的原则的里面。
Anytime we live according to the rule and laws of this world.
但是我们耶稣基督的生命在我们里面来活。
Yet if we allow the law of the life of Jesus Christ to live,
今天有另外一个律
then we will be subject to another law.
有的时候你说靠着我们自己怎么努力，你是做不到的。
And you know, no matter how hard we try, there are things we just can't achieve.
但是生命的律它胜过我们天然生命的律。
Yet the law of the new life.Can overcome and surpasses the law of the fleshly life.
今天在我们天然生命里面，有时候你想要去饶恕一个人。
For example, we try to forgive someone from our natural life.
啊，你可以说我很想要饶恕他。
You may say yes, I do want to forgive that person.
但是你努力了半天，你发现说我里面还是有一个就是没有办法饶恕。
Yet no matter how hard we try, you still sense that.Unforgiveness in your heart.
但是什么时候你被生命的律，新的生命的律在你里面来掌权
？But whenever this new life, the law of the new life reigns within us.
这个新的生命饶恕是那么的自然。
And it's very easy and natural for this new life to forgive.
有时候你不单饶恕，你说我要爱一个人，你说很难啊。
And not to talk about forgiving someone.How about loving someone? It is hard.
你爱那个可爱的，也许还蛮容易的。
It's pretty easy to love someone who's lovable.
但今天如果是伤害你的人
，But how about the one who hurts you?
是你天然生命所觉得很难忍受的人
，Or someone that you just cannot tolerate from your fleshly life.
天然人有时候我们真的就做不到了。
Yes, we cannot do it out of our own flesh.
但是里面有一个新的生命。
Yet within us.There is another new life.
哦，这个爱是一个非常奇妙的爱。
And has this wonderful love.
但这个爱能够爱那不可爱的。
That can love those who are not lovable.
当你摸着的，哦，这是神儿子的生命。
And then you feel that love, and you realize that's the life of Son of God.
在这个生命的里面呢，它有一个更高的一个律。
And This life is subject to a higher law.
今天讲到说，这个律法写在我们的心上。
And this law is now written in our hearts.
今天你如果真的爱一个人
，If you truly love someone,
你不会犯律法的那些规条。
You will not commit crimes or do things against the law.
去偷他的东西，去伤害他。
For example, to harm that person or steal things from that person.
今天真的。基督的爱充满在我们的里面。
And if indeed love of Christ is full in our heart,
他带我们超过了属地律法的要求。
And he can bring us to a higher level that surpasses the requirement of the earthly law.
律法写在我们的心上。
And this law is now written in our hearts.
年珠他把一个生命的律来赐给我们。
And the Lord has given to us.This law of life.
我们感谢主。
And we thank the Lord for that.
我们的主他来了。
The Lord has come.
他来了，他成全神的旨意。
To do God's will.
所有圣经里面的预言在他身上应验了。
All the prophecies are fulfilled on him.
不只应验在主的身上。
Not only on the Lord himself.
今天神的心意是要得着他的儿女，他的教会。
And God's desire to have His church, all His children,
要我们长大成人，满有基督长成的身量
to grow up to the full extent of the capacity of His Son.
他不只叫我们得生命，要得的更丰盛
God desires for us not only to have His life, but to the full.
他怎么样是能超越的那一位
And how He surpasses all things.
他今天也呼召我们
In the same way, God is calling us.
叫我们和他站在同样的一个位置
So that we can stand by His side.
我们超越属地的吸引
Surpassing the attraction of the things in this world.
我们超越我们老旧的生命
To surpass the condition of our old self-life.
我们说他是我们的主
And acknowledge that He is our Lord.
他超越在我们里面所有一切其他的
Therefore, He surpasses all the other things in our life.
主不止那个时候来到地上
Jesus did not just come to the world at that time,
他今天来到我们的里面。
He's also in us now.
我们说主他来制作我们，改变我们。
He's here to work on us and change us.
他带我们进入荣耀的里面。
And he's gonna lead us into his glory.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord for that.
等一下弟兄姐妹在分享的时候，我想我们许多生命改变的见证经历我们可以一起来分享。
And I believe many brothers and sisters can share your experience about your life changing experience, and we can do that when we go into cell groups later.
那见证我们里面有一个更高的律，是生命的律。
We can all testify that we're subject to a higher law, the law of life.
我们来唱诗歌第二十五首。
Let us sing a hymn together, hymn 25.
没有血，没有坛。
No blood, no altar now.
祭祀已成过去。
The sacrifice is over.
没有烟冒，没有火燃。
No flame, no smoke.
牺牲再无必须。
Ascends on high, the lamb is slain no more.
更美的血流至更贵的脉。
But richer blood has flowed from nobler veins.
洗净人的污秽，洗净人的污秽。
To purge the soul from guilt and cleanse the reddest stains.
最后一节讲到说，神，我们感谢你。
The last verse says, "We thank thee, Lord."
为那荣耀之冠，并非只有一时美丽，转眼即已枯残。
For the crown of glory and of life is no poor withering wreath of the earth.
乃是像宝座不朽到永远。
Man's prize in mortal strife, it's incorruptible as is the throne.
乐哉能向宝座投下所有冠冕。
The kingdom of our God and his incarnate Son.
在诗歌中我们一同来敬拜神。
Let us worship God together through this hymn.
Thank you.